In their more than 200 million year history on the planet, turtles and tortoises, like other reptiles, have changed very little, certainly not fast enough for a world that is quickly changing around them. The Knoxville Zoo currently houses a number of reptiles under 20 species survival plans, breeding programs designed to boost animal populations. Mike Ogle is the zoo's assistant curator of herpetology.
We have one of the top 10 facilities in producing really rare and endangered reptiles here, and we're really proud of that.
The Knoxville Zoo's SSPs include four critically endangered tortoise species from Madagascar. Turtles and tortoises tend to be special cases in the species survival plans. Compared to mammals, they are extremely long-lived and have long breeding cycles as a result. But there is a drawback.
Most turtles and tortoises aren't known for producing a lot of eggs. You know, they live a long time. They produce relatively few young, and it's just because they live basically forever that they're able to keep the population going.
One of these rare species is called the radiated tortoise from southwestern Madagascar. The zoo has one breeding pair. Mike says the male of the pair was brought into captivity in 1969.
And from 1969 until 2008, he was at Zoo Atlanta, and they never had an extra female. So we found this extra female at Miami Metro Zoo, and we planned a date here at the Knoxville Zoo. And it took him a while to woo her over, but it's finally worked, and we've got about three youngsters now that they've produced.
Mike thinks the male was hatched in the wild sometime in the 1940s and was brought into the U.S. before that became illegal. It's now only legal to ship these animals to a museum or to a zoological park. She was probably hatched in the wild in the 1960s and then smuggled into the country illegally. Mike says the smuggling of these animals has turned into a crisis.
You know, 10 years ago, they were found in probably in the millions, and now they're just collected by the crate load for the pet trade, for the medicinal purposes, as well as for the food trade. So, you know, everyone always hears about rhino horns and ivory from elephants, which is truly also a very sad thing. But when you see these crates after crates and truckloads of turtles, that's really affecting the populations in ways that they can't recover.
And that trade for use in Asia and Southeast Asia doesn't just affect Asian turtles or those from Africa and Madagascar.
It was originally known as the Asian turtle crisis, but now it even affects here. I mean, turtles are collected here in the United States to meet the demands of that trade in Southeast Asia. And it's unsustainable.
This sad fate is shared by another type of Madagascar tortoise, the rarest animal that the Knoxville Zoo maintains and one of the rarest animals in the world.
So these are Madagascar plowshare tortoises, or as they're known in Madagascar as the Onganouk. There's only approximately 600 adults remaining in the wild.
There are 20 plowshare tortoises in the United States currently. The Knoxville Zoo has four of them and is the only facility that has them on display. These four individuals were smuggled out of Madagascar and confiscated in Hong Kong, where they stayed for about a year in a zoo. They were then offered to the United States. There are captive breeding programs in Madagascar.
But those animals are getting stolen, again, for the pet trade. So a decision was made a few years ago that we need to develop assurance colonies outside of Madagascar, in the United States and in Europe.
There is an irony here. Captive populations of plowshare tortoises in the U.S. and Europe will see an increase in numbers, not from breeding, but because there will be more and more confiscations.
As anything becomes rare, people want it more and more and more. Now that this is going to increase, we'll be able to hopefully develop a good assurance colony that will be able to eventually send animals back to Madagascar, because they're just simply going to be gone in probably the next 10 years or so if things don't drastically improve there.
In the meantime, they all have a safe home here at the Knoxville Zoo. I'm Chrissy Kuiper, WUOT News.